When Macca talks, Cairns listens. John McKenzie, the local you know. For Pacific Toyota, better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
G-normalities are coming on with a rush. This is an amazing headline in today's Cairns Post. Interesting, just a couple of weeks ago when the Prime Minister said on this program, we'll have our international borders coming down by Easter, even well before Easter, and everyone went into a frenzy of excitement. Well, now the headline reads here on page 3, airlines offer the world Singapore, Tokyo and Bali flights expected not for the middle of April, expected for March. In fact, there's even possibilities middle of March. It's just a few weeks away now. This is bizarre. Mark Murray writes, the far north can expect visitors from a number of key international markets to arrive within a month. In another promising sign, the region's dark days are almost behind it. Cairns Airport boss Richard Barker said the transition back to overseas travel would be a bit lumpy, but was buoyed by emerging confidence from the domestic travellers into the city. Singapore Airlines will recommence flights into Cairns from as early as mid-March. This is mid-April. It's only 4 weeks away, maybe. While Jetstar will relaunch travel between Tokyo and Denpasar airports within weeks, Air New Zealand expect, that's ages away, reactivating direct links to Cairns June-July. Which is not so interesting. Anyway, there's the main story. But it also says further in the article, this comes as Cairns Airport signed a deal with Bonza. Where the hell did they get this name? With Bonza, B-O-N-Z-A Airlines, the country's only independent low-cost carrier, which could pump 80 to 100 mil into the economy if successful. Look, I'm going to cross to the airport because I've got Gary Porter on the line. He's the operating officer out there. Hello, Gary.
Good morning, John.
It's coming on with a rush, isn't it? I mean to say, people would have been fairly excited about Singapore Airlines, I don't know, mid-April or something. Now it's possibly even mid-March, a couple of flights a week.
Yeah, we're hoping to secure that later this afternoon. It's looking good. Either way, it'll be a late March at the latest. We're looking at potentially mid-March or even the first week of March. Mm. It's all about crew availability, and we're hoping to get that sorted this afternoon, and we can come back and tell everyone when it's going to be happening.
Oh, what's happening this afternoon? What's the meeting about?
Actually, there's a new station manager for Singapore Airlines that has just arrived in town, and we're catching up with him this afternoon to finalise the plans for the restart of Singapore Airlines.
There you go. This is very exciting, Gary, because people can think, well, what was it like when those flights were coming in? There were visitors. There were people in the accommodation houses. There were people in the restaurants. There were jobs. So as much as you're counting bums in seats, people are thinking, oh, I'm going to be able to get my old job back, or I'm going to be able to get some money out of my restaurant, which has been losing money for years, whatever. So it's happy times when you talk about these matters, as you can well understand. Now, say it's a month from now, we got Singapore back. Would it be two flights a week?
Yeah, our view is actually three, and we're working with the state government around how we can work with that that amount of arrivals into our region, so that we can manage from a health perspective as well, just in case there is, touch wood, an outbreak that doesn't happen. But we've got to manage the risk still of any of these international arrivals coming into our region, but we're hopeful that it'll be three times a week.
That's wonderful. What do you mean? How do you handle the risk for a start? What's the procedure at the airport? Any different from what it used to be?
Yeah, so currently we have a red and green channel, but that's about to be removed across all four Queensland airports.
Yeah.
And what will happen is people will need to have their PCR tests. They'll need to be vaccinated, double jabs. But those restrictions on double jab may come down sometime in March or April in Cairns. At the moment, all double. If you're unvaccinated, you must go to Brisbane. But just in case one slips through the cracks, we've still got our procedures in our terminal that if someone does arrive, unfortunately, unvaxxed, that we can segregate them and put them into hotel quarantine and process them in the most dignified manner, but also minimising any risk to the rest of the region.
Now, PCR, not a rat. It's got to be a PCR, does it?
PCR before they leave their country of origin, but when they get here, it's a rat. It's a rat within 24 hours of arrival as well.
Okay, those people who arrive here by accident, unvaxxed or whatever, if they went to Brisbane, they'd have to quarantine there anyway, wouldn't they?
That's correct.
Yes. So, yeah. Anyway, let's go back to this. Is an interesting one to me too, because it talks about. In fact, here is the wording of it. Jetstar will relaunch travel between Tokyo and Denpasar airports. Well, they must mean between. Well, exactly. Tokyo to Denpasar, but Denpasar is no interest to us. But that means Tokyo to Cairns. Where does Denpasar come in with that one? Is that Cairns to Denpasar, is it?
Yeah, so we had a five-time a week pre-pandemic to Bali, and Jetstar's reinstated that flight, although there's still some quarantine restrictions in both Japan and Bali for those visitors arriving into those countries.
And Cairns to Tokyo. Okay, now I'm with you.
Yeah.
And Tokyo to Cairns, obviously.
100%.
Yeah. What's the interest like in Japan to come to Cairns?
My understanding is that, as Richard quoted in the paper, is demand is hot and cold, and it'll be seasonal, a bit lumpy.
Yeah.
But we're doing everything we can to instill consumer confidence. And as we know, the Japanese market is all about consumer confidence.
Yeah.
That we can provide COVID-safe travel, and we can provide COVID-safe activities in our region to instill that consumer confidence.
Jetstar, Cairns, Tokyo, Tokyo, Cairns. How many times a week, Tokyo, Cairns?
At this stage, it's four times a week, but I would say it'll probably be the same as Singapore. It'll land with three once we get a good look at what the numbers look like.
How many times a week, Cairns, Denpasar?
At this stage, that'll definitely be three.
Maybe longer term, I see. But when you get to Denpasar, you just made this point. Well, you go into quarantine for, I think, 5 days, but it's in a resort. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's right. So effectively, you can still swim in the pool and you can do everything you like. You just can't go out on the streets.
It's usually a week, isn't it, in Denpasar? Most people in Cairns go for a week, don't they?
Yeah, they do. So the average traveller is actually 8 nights from our region into Bali. So,
okay. So you have five in the resort and two or three elsewhere, but the resort, you can make the resort a pretty, well, relaxing and exciting experience, I presume, can you?
100%. So the resorts that have been chosen, and there's over 100 resorts today, where they're classified as a COVID quarantine hotel, but you can use all the facilities in the resort. You can lie, like particularly in Noosa Dua, you can lie on the beach because it's contained within the resort. So you can still have a peaceful holiday over there. Mm. You just can't get in and about to the rest of the part of Bali.
Mm. Just before you go, these flights coming in from Singapore, I understand, well, they're not brand new planes, but they're completely reworked aircraft, if you like. I mean, did they strip them right back and start again, did they?
They've all been mothballed for 2 years. So a lot of these aircraft have had new seat configurations, they've had new entertainment systems put in them, and Singapore has done a lot of work. And if you remember, we actually had Silk operating pre-COVID, and we've been upgraded to the full commercial brand of Singapore to reach all of their network, over 100 different destinations that they will be able to connect with into Cairns.
From the middle of next month, that means wherever Singapore Air goes, we can go?
That's correct, and they can come here and enjoy all the wonders that we have.
Gee, this is huge, because the service of Singapore is internationally renowned. They're always in the top three or four, aren't they?
They certainly are. They're a well-trusted brand, and that's why we were very keen to ensure that our brand was Singapore, not their low-cost Scoot version, like some of the other destinations have had their brand changed.
We won't mention those others because they're competitors of ours. Gary, this has been a really good update. We'll have to stay in touch because it's just changing for the better almost every day. So it's a great outlook for our city. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, John.
Isn't that good news? By the way, that story from Mark Murray right across page 3 of the Cairns Post today. And Gary Porter's the Chief Operating Officer at the Cairns Airport.